Isaiah chapter 25, verse 1 from the English Standard Version says, O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. And all God's people said, Amen. That's right. Some truth right there from Isaiah chapter 25, verse 1. Well, hello there. It is Joey Kroll. Happy Thursday to you this seventh day of March 2019. And March is a special time in the Kroll household because, one, spring comes up in March, so, and we get to spring forward as well, but this month we celebrate my wife's birthday, and it's also our anniversary as well, so I have to make sure that I'm on it this month, that's for sure. It's an opportunity for me to either strike out or hit a home run, so, yeah, here we are. It's March 7th, 2019. Hey, actually coming up this weekend, be sure you have this down on your calendar. The Singing Men of GNN along with the Children's Choir will be performing at the WCIA Home and Garden Show at Lincoln Square in Urbana, 3 p.m. this Saturday. Come on out, support the Singing Men, encourage the Great News Radio Children's Choir. They've all been working very, very hard. So, again, that's this Saturday, Singing Men and the Great News Radio Children's Choir at the WCIA Home and Garden Show, Lincoln Square at 3 p.m. So be sure you have that on your calendar. So more details on that and other events at greatnewsradio.org. Click on new events. And, well, I don't know if you've been following just some of the headlines the last several weeks. The sanctity of human life has been attacked quite a bit in the last several weeks, several months. And I thought today that we would celebrate life, even the brokenness of life. There's an evangelist by the name of David Ring, and he has cerebral palsy. And despite his disability, God is using him in a mighty, mighty way. And I thought we would air today a special program that we did last summer with evangelist David Ring, sharing a little bit about his story, his testimony, and what God has done in his life despite his disability. You know, we live in a culture that throws away broken things. But I'm so grateful that God uses those broken things. They are a vessel and a tool in the mighty, mighty hand of God. So today, let's hear a special message from evangelist David Ring entitled, When I Am Weak, He Is Strong.
Yeah, joy for me to be able to come this morning. Now, some of you looking me over. You're looking me up one side and down the other. That's okay. I've been looking you over too. You'd say, well, I don't think I'm going to like you. Well, you don't have any option. Because the Lord Jesus said to love one another. Amen? And therefore, you got to love me whether you want to or not. And I got to love you whether I want to or not. And by looking at some of you, it's going to be very difficult. Let me ask you something this morning. Why do bad things happen to God's people? Why do bad things happen to God's people? My life began in 1953. Jonesboro, Arkansas, born with cerebral palsy. If you don't know what that is, when I was born, the oxygen could get into my brain, and therefore I was born dead for 18 minutes. That's why I walk with a limp. That's why I talk like I do, because of cerebral palsy at birth. Why do bad things happened to God's people. I was born up in the church. My dad was a preacher, and therefore I'm a preacher kid. And when you're a preacher kid, you go to church all your life. I don't mean Sunday morning only. I mean every time the door opens, good preacher kid, go to church. I tell people everywhere I go, I went to church so much. I went to church 9 months before I was ever born. When I was 11 years old, my daddy got sick. November 1964. My daddy went to be with the Lord because of cancer of the liver. Why do bad things happen to God's people? My mama spoiled me. My mama gave me everything I wanted. And sometimes she even gave me things I don't want. You know what I mean? But I love my mama. I'm not only the baby of the family, but I'm a number one mama baby boy. You can tell by looking at me, I'm a mama boy, because I got that mama baby face. But I love my mama. Every morning, my mama and I get up, we put our arms around each other, and we tell each other we love each other. Nothing wrong with loving your mama. Amen. I think everybody needs a mama love. Everybody needs a mama touch. And I'm not ashamed to tell you, I will be a number one mama baby boy until the day I die. Why? Because I sure do love my mama. She was in the hospital the day before Mother Day. The doctor came to my family and said, your mama will never come home again. She had cancer. She had 6 months at the moment to live. Why do bad things happen to God's people? Why does bad news come to God's people? It devastated me. I didn't want to believe that. I didn't want to believe that one day I'm going to wake up and my precious mama is going to be gone. And I done the only thing I knew what to do. I got down on my knees every day, every night, and I'd say, God, please, don't take my mama. God, please, don't take my mama. God, please, don't take my mama. God, my mama, the only thing I have. God, don't take my mama, please. But in October 1968, God took my mama, and I saw my mama go from 185 pounds to 57 pounds. And it tore me up. I didn't want to live. I wanted to die. Why do bad things happen to God's people? I told my family give up on me. They gave up. They gave me everything they could, but they couldn't give me the love, and they couldn't give me the joy, and they couldn't give me the touch that only a mom could give. Everywhere I went, somebody would point their finger and say, look, that boy walked funny, look, that boy talked funny, look, that boy can do nothing right. It's no fun to be my partner. And I couldn't go home to my mama. And I couldn't say, mama, somebody made fun of me today. She couldn't pour her arm around me and make it all better. People look at me. I would lay in bed every night with tears rolling down my face, begging to die. Why? Because I was lonely. Why? Because I was longing to be in my mama's arms one more time. The pain will go away. Oh, not the pain that goes with the body, but the pain that much deeper than the body. I told my family I will never be in them there. I will never do anything. Everybody gave up on me. But one sister, she encouraged me. She wanted me to go to school. I didn't want to go to school, people. I didn't want to be made fun of anymore. It's no fun to walk down the hallway and let somebody laugh at my body because I'm walking with a limp. I could not help the way I was. My sister wanted me to go to church. I didn't want to go to church either. I've been to church all my life. I'm the preacher kid. My dad is the preacher. I know the lingo. I even know John 3:16. So do you. But John 3:16 don't make any sense. Oh, I know. For God so loved the world that he gave a only begotten son. That's one thing, buddy. But it's another thing to wake up and every morning with tears rolling down your face and say, God, do you love me? Let's forget about the war, but what about David? God, if you love me, why do you take away my daddy? If you love me, God, why do you take away my mama? God, if you love me, why do you give me a crippled body? God, if you love me, why are you picking on me? God, if you love me, why are you so angry with me? God, if you love me, why do bad things happen to your people? God, if you love me, why are you breaking my heart every time I turn around? Most of you, if not all of you, have asked the same question, haven't you? God, if you love me, why? We all been there, folks. But one night, I went to church. And that night, the preacher shut up, okay? But the Lord Jesus spoke up. And the Lord came to me and he knocked at my heart, at my lonely heart, at my empty heart. And he said, David, I'm standing at your heart knocking. If you only listen to me and open the door, I will come in and I will have fellowship with you forever and forever. And that night I got up on my seat, came down to a old-fashioned altar, got down on my knees, and I said, Lord Jesus, if you really up there, if you really love me, come into my life. I'm a lonely crippled boy. I'm a nobody, but today I want to be a somebody. And hallelujah, people. April 17th, 1970, I became a somebody because Jesus came into my life. I became a brand new creature because Jesus came into my life. God took away my old thing and gave me a new thing. God took away my loneliness, gave me a happiness. I'm not lonely anymore. I'm happy. You know why? Because I've been to the doctor. Dr. Jesus. Pretty good doctor to go to, amen? Number one, you don't have to wait in a lobby for 2 hours. God took away my sorrow and gave me joy unspeakable and full of glory. Look at me, people. Look at me, people. I'd still walk with a limp. I'd still talk funny. But all the joy that floods my soul because Jesus touched me and made me whole. I'm not the same anymore. People come up to me and say, Brother Dave, don't you want to be normal? And I look at them and say, what's normal? You think you're normal? You got a long way to go, buddy. Some of you not gonna make it. Amen. In 1971, God called me to preach. I was laying in bed one night minding my own business. You've been there too, huh? And God just said, David, I want you to preach. Lord, I can preach. Lord, I talk funny. Lord, people can't understand me. Come on now, Lord. I have cerebral palsy. Are you sure you want me to preach? I got out of my bed, got my Bible, then I opened to Philippians 4:13, which said, I can do all things through Christ, which strength me. And but look at me, I'm not going to let the sweep of palsy body slow me down from bragging on Jesus. I have sweep of palsy. What's your problem? Why are you crying the blues? Why are you down in the dungeon? Why are you down in the mountain? What are you doing for the kingdom of God today, helping people? Look at you, look at you. God gave you a healthy body, but what are you doing with it for the kingdom of God? People, look at me. Don't whine, but shine for Jesus. Life is too short. Eternity is too long to cry the blue. Don't you think it's about time to get the lead out and put the Lord in? Don't you think it's about time to get off dead center? Don't you think it's about time to quit playing church? Look at you. God gave you a healthy body. Look at mine. My body not healthy. My body frail. I can't even say Jesus plain. What's your problem, healthy men? What's your problem, healthy women? What are you doing for the kingdom of God today? We throw away broken things. We throw away broken things. If we walk funny, throw away. If we talk funny, throw away. We throw away broken things. But thank God, God don't throw away broken things. God uses broken things. I have cerebral palsy. What's your problem?
What an encouraging message today from Evangelist David Ring, when I am weak, he is strong. You know, friend, we live in a culture that throws away broken things, throws away broken people. But I'm so grateful that we serve a God who uses broken people. Amen. Celebrating the sanctity of human life today on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Friend, you can go back and re-listen to this program through the audio archive section of our website. Just visit greatnewsradio.org. You can go back and listen to all the past archives of Mark and Friends for the last several years as well. greatnewsradio.org. Well, be sure to join me tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. I'll get the coffee going, okay? You just bring the donuts and I'll get the coffee going and I'll bring the encouragement as well. But until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.
Choose life that you might live. Life that he gives you forever.